Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Hest, H-E-S-T, address is 12650 Quail Run Drive, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 415-566-9008. ID is XXX XXX8158. Date of birth is 5/2/1958, 65-year-old. Married, retired, philanthropy consultant. Insurance is Aetna/Medicare. Pharmacy is CVS Forest Avenue. Is addressed to Dr. Mark Weber, MD, Internal Medicine, Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0500, 530-345-2532, parenthesis, fax, in parenthesis. The clinical indication, right upper body hemihypesthesia. Dear Dr. Weber, thank you for referring Christopher Hest for neurological evaluation. Christopher was seen for examination on November 6, 2023, reporting a clinical history of non-vacillating hemihypesthesia involving his right neck radiating to his head and scalp, comma, and inferiorly involving the right arm, and lateral aspect of his upper torso, but not completely evolving to the waist, period. As you may remember, his history of paresthesias including the face and deltoid region were of relatively sudden onset in March, where he awoken with those symptoms. His examinations have not demonstrated sensory loss. An MR brain imaging with and without contrast developed following a tick bite. He was able to take a picture of the tick Lyme serology evaluation was obtained and was negative. An MR angiogram was requested but not completed. New paragraph, he finds the paresthesias annoying but not incapacitating. The remainder of his physical and neurological examination was normal. New paragraph. He had an associated history of headaches for which the MR imaging was ordered but not completed. New paragraph. He does have some neck pain and stiffness associated with these symptoms. New paragraph, there's no history of neck injury. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation, noting a distribution of paresthesias and a hemihepesthesia distribution, suggesting a radiculopathy below C4, I'm going to order contrast and non-contrast MR imaging studies of his cervical spine to exclude ischemic, demyelinating, and other focal disorders that would produce this distribution of his sensory symptoms. New paragraph. His laboratory testing to date would seem to exclude Lyme disease as an etiology, but the association and finding of a tick and a tick bite is certainly of historical and clinical interest. New paragraph. By his report, there's not been much change in his clinical symptoms since he awoke with them. New paragraph. I'm going to see him for return with the results of his imaging studies for further testing and recommendations as may be needed. New paragraph. Thank you for referring this pleasant and interesting gentleman.